I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we are getting to know another Knoxville senior. And I got to be honest, this Let's Get to Know segment is probably the one I've been looked forward to the most since we started this segment. Hannah Duncan, you're finally a senior. I skipped volleyball because I knew you were going to be playing basketball. HD, let's get to know you. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. What is a pregame ritual for basketball? What do you have to do pregame before you go out on the court?
I always listen to worship music just to make sure I'm peaceful, just calm. So that's something I always do.
Now, that kind of goes against an athlete wanting to be intense. Do you feel like being calm lets you play better?
Yeah, it allows me to not worry about things so much and just always focused on something other than sports. Like, sports isn't my whole life. Like, there's always other things that are higher that I need to focus on.
Well, is there a favorite artist or a favorite song that you like to listen to?
I like Counting My Blessings. That's probably my favorite song.
Post-game meal or restaurant, you got to do. Do you not really like to eat after a game?
No, normally I don't feel like eating after a game, but if I do eat, I just eat something at home.
Okay, whatever's in the refrigerator. What is a favorite class? We were kind of talking about classes before we went on here.
I've always been a math girl, but recently I've liked history, so.
U.S. history, world history?
Probably U.S. history, but I do like learning about, like, the World War II and stuff like that, so.
So who's the teacher?
I had Rich Art.
Oh, so you get to see him on the court and in the classroom. Okay, I got to ask, is he different as a coach than a teacher?
Yeah, I mean, it's two different, like, types of things, so yeah, I would say so.
All right, what's an opposing place, like an opposing gymnasium that you like to play in that, or you've had a good game in that you remember?
Either Davis County or the Well is always fun.
And Davis County has always been good to the Duncan family. Your older sister has always had good games there.
Yep. I don't know what it is about it, but it definitely does do something for us.
Do you have a hobby that you like to do?
I love to read.
Any favorite type of book or a certain book that you've read in the past?
I've been into mystery recently, but I also like a good romance here and there.
Favorite movie?
Oh. I like Harry Potter.
That's fine. Yeah. Any favorite movie?
The Goblet of Fire.
And what's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
What other high school sports and activities are you a part of?
I play volleyball, run track. I played tennis last year, and I also play softball.
Best high school sports memory?
Probably beating Nevada my junior year in volleyball. That was pretty fun. And beating Pelham my sophomore year.
I remember that night. That was probably one of the most intense nights in the gymnasium I've ever experienced.
It was so intense, but it was so fun.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you were growing up, and has it changed since then?
I always called it when I was younger a baby doctor. I wanted to help deliver babies, but since then I've been leaning more towards physical therapy. So,
who is your role model, and why do you look up to them?
Probably Emma, because Emma is my sister. She's always been there for me. She's been a good role model both in academics and sports, and has just really helped me a lot.
Of course, Emma's your older sister, and obviously was the volleyball assistant volleyball coach. So how was that having her on the sidelines this year?
Yeah, it really helped because she has a very smart mind when it comes to sports, so she sees a lot of things that other people don't, so that really helped us out this year.
Okay, I know the answer to this. I think most people who know you know the question is, siblings, tell us about them. How well do you get along with your other two sisters?
I think we get along pretty well. They're completely two different people, though. Emma's more calm and reserved, and then Addie's more outgoing, energetic, talkative. So, yeah.
The next Let's Get to Know with the Duncan will be 2 years from now with Addie. I don't know about that one. I know the answer to this one, too, because I've seen a lot of Facebook posts. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawks.
Favorite memory of seeing a Hawks game? I know you and the family go to a lot of games.
Probably women's basketball. Going to watch Caitlin Clark is pretty fun, so.
Now, are you an Indiana Fever fan?
I don't watch Like very many professional sports. So.
Well, and their season's mainly during the summer when you're busy with softball.
Yeah, it is.
Best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
We went on a cruise to the Bahamas, which was pretty fun. Just going to the ocean down there, it was really pretty, and there were a lot of things. And swimming with the dolphins, that was really fun, so that was a cool trip.
Last TV show you binge-watched?
Holiday Baking Championship.
Is that like on the Food Network?
Yeah, it's just on YouTube TV.
Is that like kind of a go-to network, or is just you caught your eye and, oh, I like this?
I like baking shows. I was just feeling it, so I watched it.
Favorite family tradition?
Putting up the Christmas tree.
Now, when do you put up the tree? There's a lot of people that have their Christmas decorations up now or before Thanksgiving. What's the Duncan family's call on this?
Most of the time, it's somewhere in December, just whenever we can make time to do it. So.
Okay, very good. You wait out till after Thanksgiving, which I like. Top thing on your bucket list?
I want to go to Germany.
Any reason?
I like learning about the Holocaust and everything, so I think it'd be really cool to go out and see everything involved with that.
What famous person in history would you want to spend the day with? They could be living or not.
I'm just going to say Caitlin Clark because that's all I can think of right now. But she's super awesome, and she's had a wonderful impact on, all women's sports, and I just think she's really cool.
Well, she got a lot of eyeballs on the WNBA this year, and, that's a famous person, so that's very valid. If you could have anything you want right now, what would it be?
More books.
More money?
Yeah. More books, more money, more everything.
Okay, if I gave you a ton of money and told you to go to your favorite place to shop, where would that be?
Probably just the mall in general. There's a lot of places I can go there, so.
Okay, a brick and mortar or online?
The real place.
The real place, okay. Yep. And if you could play another sport that you currently don't participate in, so take out volleyball, basketball, softball, track and field, and Knoxville doesn't have to offer this, what sport would it be?
Probably lacrosse. I think that would be pretty fun, but I don't know if I'm intense enough to do that. I feel like they tackle a lot of people, but I feel like lacrosse would be fun.
You would need to not to listen to calming music before a lacrosse game.
That's probably true.
All right, HD, this was fun. I look forward to this for quite a few years. Thanks a lot for letting us get to know you.
Yeah, thank you.